There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Devil's Lake, North Dakota is our broadcast location today in the What's in Your Town tour. Great fun to get up here and nice chat with the mayor last hour. And we're going to meet some lovely ladies who do a marvelous job in singing the praises of this great community in just a moment. So stay tuned for that today on the program as well. This is the What's in Your Town tour. And it's a part of What's on Your Mind about once a month where we get to a North Dakota city to just talk about, hey, what's going on? What's happening in your town? And we really want to thank our friends from Cloverdale. A great, iconic North Dakota company, Marvin Windows in Grafton, a longtime Minnesota company that's now in North Dakota, both in Fargo and in Grafton. But Grafton's a great place to live and a great place to work at Marvin Windows there. Arvid Communications is another Minnesota company now moved over to North Dakota and expanding in North Dakota communities, bringing you broadband internet, as well as a great place to stay if you're planning on visiting one of North Dakota's most beautiful cities, Watford City. That is, same with Newtown, by the way. The lake there, it's a beautiful Teddy's Residential Suites, is located in both communities, and they sponsor our What's in Your Town tour to take a message to say, hey, Devil's Lake, hey, Carrington, hey, Oaks, you know, all the places that we've been, Bodno, when you want to take a little tour out to Western North Dakota, stay with us, and let you know that it's a great place to visit as well, in beautiful properties as well, Newtown and Watford City. So we thank them for bringing us to all the communities, and when we come to various communities, we also need local sponsors for our broadcast, and Citizens Community Credit Union and Lever's Foods are two major sponsors of this broadcast. We thank them. The Fireside Inn and Suites, Devil's Lake American Legion, the Holiday Inn Express, where I stayed last night. I'm a little smarter now, too, because I stayed at the Holiday Inn Express. And the Cove Restaurant, where we're meeting up a little later today after the show, and the Devil's Lake folks tell me that's a great spot to eat, so I'm looking forward to being there as well. We get a chance now to visit with Paula Vested, who's the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, Todd Mitchell Fan Club Chair here in Devil's Lake, right, Paul?
Yes, I'm a major fan of Todd.
Exactly right. Yeah. And I understand you've got some interest in membership in the Todd Mitchell Fan Club too, already building.
Yeah, I'm building a couple. Rachel and Susie have started the fan club.
The charter membership, just because of the picture, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then the voice too. You mentioned now that you've heard him.
I have.
Kind of goes with the picture.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's a bacon lover.
Aren't we all?
I am a bacon lover, too, so yeah, I got that going for me, too.
See, bacon is just the answer to everything. Yeah, that's just, you know, that if you just say, you know, hey, how are we going to fix this? Bacon.
Bacon.
You know, just answer it that way and everything will be better. We're also joined today by Rachel Lindstrom, who is the Executive Director of Forward Devil's Lake. Hello, Rachel. How are you?
Hi, good.
Wonderful. Glad to see you. And Susie Kenner is here. Susie really has the best job of all three.
Yes, she has the fun job.
She has a fun job.
Yeah, I mean, like, unbelievable. She is the director of tourism. And, I mean, who wouldn't want to be the director of tourism for Devil's Lakes?
I know. They're all jealous of me.
Obviously.
They'll get over it.
Yeah, exactly right. Well, thank you, ladies, for being here. This is wonderful.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for being in our city today.
Glad to have you. Let me start with a very simple question from each of you. What do you want the listeners of our program, who are in every corner of North Dakota, western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, Canada, what do you want them to know about Devil's Lake? Paula, you start.
Well, I want them to know that Devil's Lake is probably one of the most beautiful cities in North Dakota. We have a lake, which is gorgeous. We have a beautiful downtown. We have multiple restaurants, beautiful hotels. I think we have everything that anybody would want right here in Devil's Lake, North Dakota. So first and foremost, I think that if you haven't been to Devil's Lake, you need to stop by and see us.
And Rachel, I turned my microphone off. I should know better. Rachel, you know, obviously with Forward Devil's Lake, which is the economic development arm of your city, you're dealing with people that are looking at, opportunities, right?
Exactly.
And what do you tell them? What do they need to know about North Dakota?
The biggest thing I'd like to everybody know is the availability of land and building and resources here within our city, and then the easy and acceptability of our community and getting involved with us, and we're willing to help in any way that we possibly can to incentivize people to look at Devil's Lake and see what makes us great and what can make us even better with their presence being here.
All right. Now, Susie, it's your turn. As the Director of Tourism, I would imagine the lake is a big part of your portfolio, but what else? What do you want people to know about Devil's Lake for as a tourist destination?
It is a huge lake. You know, we cover a lot of ground, and we have a lot of species in the lake, and whether you want to come with your family for a family vacation or come with your buddies for a fishing vacation, Devil's Lake really has it all. We have great hospitality here throughout the town, and like I said, the fishery is just phenomenal. And to put it into perspective, we had a huge media event here Sunday through Wednesday of this week, and we flew in writers and television shows and radio hosts from around the Midwest, and every single one of them told me that Devil's Lake was by far the best place that they've been to in, I mean, a lot of them have been in the business for over 25 years, so, you know, it's just a big kudos to our region that between the people and the accommodations and the fishery, we really do have it all here, and it's a great place to come.
And that's cool. So what do they do? What they fish a bunch? Or?
We tried. They got some North Dakota wind the first couple of days that they were here, so they got sea leg shore fishing for the first couple of days, and then after that, yep, we got them out on the lake fishing for a few days. We got to take them to some of our attractions around the area. We went out to dinner at our establishments, and we just had a great old time.
Now, where do you see those stories then? When do they talk about being here?
Some of them will show up in newspapers around the Midwest pretty soon. Some of them will be showing up in magazine publications. Ultimate Outdoors Radio from Madison, Wisconsin was here. Lake Commandos did a television show, so that will be airing in the very near future.
I want that job,
so
by the way. Do you want that too?
Yeah, we all do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just going to go around and fish and then, you know, take some pictures and then put it in a newspaper on a TV show. What a great gig.
Yeah.
Wow.
They look like they have a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, in all honesty, what they're doing is serving their audience to say, you know, hey, you know, we're going to go check all these places out and tell you the best. And when they walk away and say, this is the best, you know, that's pretty incredible. What do you need? Paula, what do you need in Devil's Lake? More of. What do you, you know, what are you looking for? How can people help?
Well, what do we need more of?
Yeah.
Well, we'd love to have some more businesses attract to Devil's Lake. I'd like to see some more businesses in our downtown area come to Devil's Lake. That would be really nice.
It's a cool downtown, too.
It is a cool downtown. I like downtowns. I think, for the most part, I think people like to generate in the downtown area. We've seen that throughout the state of North Dakota. We saw it in Fargo and Grand Forks rejuvenate in their downtown areas, so to speak, rebuild their downtowns. I'd like to see that happen in Devil's Lake as well. I think we can do that here, too.
Rachel, what do you need more of? What kind of employers are you looking for?
We'd love to see, at the end of the day, like most communities, diversifying our economy. As I spoke earlier with the mayor, we're largely ag business here. And at the end of the day, we know that agriculture has its ups and downs, and we'd like to see another industry come in to level that playing field out a little bit to help our upswings and our downswings level out. At the end of the day, we're looking at an oil refinery that will potentially fix that or at least help it significantly. We're excited about that, the job opportunities there and the growth in our city, not only just for property tax, sales tax, things like that, but we're also looking at the growth within our schools, the growth within our community organizations. It's very exciting for us. It's a new opportunity for us that we haven't seen in a long time. It's been a while since people have looked at us very seriously within our community for developing their industry. With our lake levels being an issue in the past, I think people are finally starting to get a comfort with us that we have a stabilizing factor, as stable as we're probably going to be.
Interesting. Tourism. Back, if you would, Susie, tell I'm not going to ask you what you need more of, because you already won the lotto, right? you've got so many wonderful things for people to see. But how would you like our listeners to connect with all the different, you know, recreational opportunities here?
Well, you know, I think as far as the three of us go, our jobs really go hand in hand. And at the end of the day, my job is people. And so we look at it as we want visitors to come here and really experience our area. But at the same time, we're also looking for visitors that might want to move into our area. You know, we have a lot of job opportunities and a lot of things going on here. And it's one of the only places in the area where you can get done with work at 5 o'clock and you can be on the lake by 5:30 and at any given day, you know. And so we like to toot our horn on that a little bit, I think, that we have the overall experience here in Devil's Lake. Whether you want to come just for a visit or whether you want to make it your home, it's a great place.
All right. We are going to take a break here in a moment. When we come back, we'll give Paula, Susie, and Rachel a chance just to share any other final thoughts, anything they want to tell us about, maybe some events coming up or things that are happening here in the program, and then we'll get back to taking your calls on the news of the day. A couple things I haven't had a chance to spend much time on that I would like to today, and that is the WTO ruling on country of origin labeling. We've got a lot of folks in the livestock business in the sound of our audience, and I want to know what you'd like to see happen now as a result of that particular ruling. Also, an incredible statistic that we don't know much about in North Dakota, but 40% of the unemployed folks in this country decided to stop looking for a job. I want you to wrap your mind around that and think about what that means. We'll talk about that more as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal, you can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim, they'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with four techs that can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free. Call 800-627-3809 or click ReadyMadeResources.com. Ready-Made Resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Devil's Lake and the What's in Your Town tour on What's on Your Mind. We're live at Minot tomorrow at the Sleep In and Conference Center. Among our guests, Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General of the great state of North Dakota. We're going to spend some time tomorrow on the program talking about open meetings laws in North Dakota, which just saying that gives me a headache. Right now, I just got a little tinge of my left temple from just saying open meeting laws, only because try and figure them out. And then, the penalties, which there really aren't any if you do, but they got to recreate the meeting. And anyway, it's just no way to run a railroad. And clearly some changes are necessary. So we're going to talk at the suggestion of the listener to the Attorney General Wayne Stengen about that on the program tomorrow. So look forward to that as well. I am having a blast in Devil's Lake today, and we are chatting about, all things Devil's Lake and the What's in Your Town tour with our guests here today, which includes Susie Kenner, the Director of Tourism, and Rachel Lindstrom, the Executive Director for Devil's Lake, and Paula Vista, the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce. We talked earlier with Mayor Dick Johnson. It was fun to catch up with him and not talk about, Devil's Lake chewing up farmland and livelihoods and everything else, and that stabilizing a little bit, so that was good. And who was just here, ladies? Who was just here? The boss from the college was here?
Doug Darling. Yep, Dr. Doug Darling, the president for the Lake Region State College.
Say that 50 times. Dr. Doug Darling, right? Yeah. Okay. And Dr. Doug bought a sticker, you said. What's the sticker all about? Tell me about the sticker.
We're selling stickers to promote Devil's Lake access, just to show your support. North Dakota is one of the only places where your boat landings and fish cleaning stations are free to use for the public, and it gets to be a little expensive, so we just are selling stickers that you can show your support to help us maintain those.
Where do you buy the stickers at?
You can buy them here at the Chamber of Commerce. We have a $10 decal that you can put in your windshield, or you can buy a $50 corporate sticker for $50.
And you get nothing for that other than showing your support for this effort.
Well, that, and you get to use all of our boat ramps around the area as well as all of our fish cleaning stations.
Right, but everybody gets to use those.
Exactly.
I'm just saying that's pretty nice of people like
it is.
Like the good doctor
from
Lake Region.
Yes, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, so if anybody else wants to buy them, just
give us a call.
Come on in and,
you bet.
And do it. If you appreciate using those services for free.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Rachel, before we let you guys go, I'm going to ask each of you anything you want to, just give you an open microphone. What do you want to tell folks?
I just want to make sure everybody's aware of the wonderful incentives that we offer for our community development here. We offer the PACE and FLEX funding, which is offered in conjunction with the state and the Bank of North Dakota. It's a great program to offer interest buy-down up to 5% on a loan. And then also going hand-in-hand with that program is a multifamily housing program, which we've seen a lot of success with here. A lot of people have utilized it to develop housing units here. With a minimum of 4 units, you can capture the multifamily housing program, which allows for $100,000 in interest buy down from the state and $50,000 from the community portion. We've been pretty sparse in the housing, so this has helped our community significantly. Additionally, we have a facade improvement program that allows for the beautification of the outside of a business, in a local business. So if you're looking at one of our buildings that are existing in our community and it needs a little sprucing up before you move in or after you move in, then you can come talk to me and we can look at what kind of loan, 0% interest loans we can look at for that. Additionally, we do the mini grant fund of up to about $5,000 to help a business get started with marketing, advertising, business development costs, things like that. And we also utilize the Renaissance Zone, as a number of people do across the state. And then for larger industry developments in our community, we do FTN incentives, so employee incentives. We do tax abatements, things like that. We have industrial park land. 130 acres are available in our new industrial park, which will be adjacent to where the oil refinery is going to go. And then we also have a number of retail locations that are ready for someone to come locate to. We have downtown, new strip mall going in, across from our Super Walmart, has one vacancy yet. And we have the old Walmart is being modified into a mall-type setting. And so they can build it out to your specs, whatever you would like.
Fantastic. How do people get a hold of you?
701-662-4933.
Forward Devil's Lake.
Forward Devil's Lake, yes.
All right. Now, Susie and Paula are going to do the same thing, tell me about some events. But I see somebody waiting to talk here. He's a Navy guy, and he has some connections to USS North Dakota. So maybe the next tourism event could be like the USS North Dakota in Devil's Lake or something. Wouldn't that be fun?
That'd be great.
Yeah, let's see if he can pull it off. Bob Weefall.
How are you doing today?
Calling in. Good, Bob. How are you?
I'm really super duper. Real excited to meet the new commanding officer of the USS North Dakota. He's coming in for the Memorial Day weekend. He's making a namesake visit to North Dakota. So before he takes over command, we're going to get him out here so he can meet some of the people out here in North Dakota and see the great state that is represented by his ship.
So do you think there's any chance that he would bring the USS North Dakota and put it in Devil's Lake for a little spin?
You know, wouldn't that be great? I think it's a little big. I think it's a little awkward to get it there, but it certainly would be a really great challenge, that's for sure.
We're North Dakotans. We figure this stuff out, don't we?
Yeah, we could pick it up and haul it in. I think that's a way to do it, no doubt about it. Actually, they're at sea right now. They're the boat's on a deployment, which is sort of rare for brand-new boats, but this one, they did such a good job coming out of the shipyard and doing so well in their tests that they're
cool.
Deployed right now and on a real-world mission and don't know where they're at, don't know what they're doing. It's all classified, of course.
Now, but the commander might spill the beans a little, so if folks get a chance to rub elbows with him, it'd be a good idea. Is he going to be in any public events or anything where people can meet him?
Oh, sure. What we're going to do is on Monday morning, he's going to be giving the address at the All Veterans Memorial Service here in Bismarck. And then in the afternoon, we're going to get him over to the state Veterans Cemetery, get introduced over there, and meet some people over there. And I'm going to run around doing a few events in the area on Monday and Tuesday. And then I'm having him, he's speaking to the North Dakota Council of the Navy League on Tuesday evening. So we're going to get him around, try to make some opportunities for him to visit with people, trying to get him see what the great state of North Dakota looks like, at least in this particular area. You can't get them all over the state in 2 days, but we're going to get them exposed to some of the people and some of this great state of North Dakota while he's out here for a couple days.
Great. Thanks for letting our listeners know about it, Bob. Appreciate the call very much.
Hey, you're welcome, Scott, and thank you. Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you. All right. So I'd try if I were you guys. I mean, you've got the inroad now. He's coming.
Sure.
Put the thing in Devil's Lake.
You bet.
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy, Paul?
No, that's a great idea.
You're totally looking at me like I'm crazy.
We'll try.
What other events are going on besides the USS North Dakota being in Devil's Lake? What else have we
on? All right, besides that, I'd like to let everybody know that, and this is a scam. Everybody probably has heard about this, except if you're out of the area. It's the 23rd annual Devil's Run car show. This is America's hottest car show and rod run that we've had, so it's kind of something that Devil's Lake is known for, but if you're out of the area, you may not. So if you've got a car that you want to register or get into this Devil's Run car show, you can come to the chamber office. We have the registrations here, or you can go online to www.masternd.com and register for it. Stan Ornas is the guy in charge of this. He has been doing this now for, like I said, 23 years. And
when is it?
It is the weekend of May 28th through the 31st.
It's coming up.
It is coming up.
Wow, yeah.
Yep.
We had calls about that on the show when we asked where should we go. We had spring fever one day, and we said, we just need to cure our spring fever. Where should we go? A lot of people called in about that.
You bet.
It's
fantastic.
Yeah, so and you still can register.
You bet you can. Yeah, we're expecting to have about 1,000 cars.
All right, hang on. We'll give you a chance to finish on the events, and we also have to get Susie in here coming up. Sorry.
No problem.
Took a little of our time here, so we'll one more segment. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We leave to go to great places like Devil's Lake, where we're at today, or Minot tomorrow. We are fueled up by PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better and give you choice at the pump. It's your choice. Do you want a little E85? Do you want a little E15? Do you want E30? You want E20? Incredible what they do. Plus, I fill up often there on that 4-for-4 special, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce soda or coffee, and a couple of cookies. Yeah. It's my weakness, cookies. Oatmeal raisin, really good. They're all good. The M&M ones are really good. The peanut butter. Anyway, check them out at a PetroServe USA location near you. The 4-for-4 deal. And big day today for the folks at PetroServe USA. Their corporate headquarters has moved from Minnesota to West Fargo. Governor Dalrymple will at 1 o'clock this afternoon cut the ribbon for the new headquarters of PetroServe USA in West Fargo. And I wish I could be there, but I'll be on my way to a state tennis tournament in Minot, North Dakota, so I won't be there. But anyway, we thank the good folks from PetroServe USA. And, of course, I'm driving a pickup from my buddies at S&S Motors in Watford City, so that helps me get where I'm going, too. But I put the gas from PetroServe USA in the pickup from S&S Motors. Yeah, yeah. Is this not making sense at all?
Yeah, congratulations on your daughter.
Thank you. Yes, yeah, so the Shanley Deacons have not been in the state tennis tournament for a long time, so they are this year, and she's
great.
Playing this afternoon, so kind of cool. Anyway, we are in Devil's Lake for the What's in Your Town tour, and we are chatting with some folks about great things happening in Devil's Lake, and we've been trying to get to some events, but we're finally there, right?
We are.
We keep getting these calls and these interruptions and everything else, but it's all for a good reason. So,
yeah.
What other events did you want to tell me about?
So we did the Devil's Run, which is cool.
Just don't miss it. I mean, you got to come here. That's a tourist event.
That is a big tourist event.
Yeah.
And so on from that, we've got the 39th annual Devil's Lake Chamber Fishing Tournament, walleye fishing tournament. 39 years we've been doing it here in Devil's Lake.
Way cool.
Yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do for the 40th, because that's going to be a... What are we going to do for the 40th?
It's only a month away.
Something bigger and better.
I know. It's going to be huge. It is huge this year because we have $61,000 in cash and prizes for this tournament, which is $15,000 more than we had last year. So if you're a fisherman and you haven't signed up for this tournament yet, you need to get signed up for that. That is an unbelievable tournament that we have here in Devil's Lake. And like Susie has already discussed with the media event that she's had, there are fish in this lake, and you need to come out and enjoy the lake that we have here. So this is an awesome tournament. We have a lot of stuff, gifts, prizes, and sponsors that we haven't had in the past that we have for this tournament. So it's a great tournament that we have in Devil's Lake, and we've had it for 39 years. You don't need to be a professional to do the tournament. Anybody can do it. It's a great lake. There's a lot of neat little spots on the lake. A lot of our guides on the lake know where they are, but a lot of amateur fishermen do too. So a lot of people, I think, are under the impression you do need to be a professional, but you don't. So anybody can sign up for this this tournament. It's Perfect. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 26th through the 28th. And I should say, too, if you need any information on it, call the Chamber, 701-662-4903, to get any information on that.
That's beautiful. Susie? You're batting cleanup here. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah. You know, we've toted a lot about the nice fishery here in Devil's Lake as far as tourism goes, and just want to put a plug in for a lot of the attractions that we have in the area. We have Sully's Hill National Game Preserve.
Been there. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh.
The brand new visitor center and amphitheater, and it's great. We have the Lake Region Heritage Center downtown. And out at the Fort Taunton Historic Site in the month of July, the Fort Taunton Little Theater does a theater presentation of some sort, and this year it's breaking up is hard to do. So there's a lot of things to do in the area. Plus, we have the Creole Bay Golf Course that's right on the shores of Devil's Lake with a brand new clubhouse and great views and great golf course, 18 holes. With the flooding that we had in the past, we had to move some of the holes and kind of start over in a couple of places with the dike project that came through the course. And so now, a couple of years later, it's absolutely beautiful. So I just wanted to put a plug in that there's a lot more to do here than just fishing. It's a great place to bring your family for a weekend getaway, maybe do some camping, stay at one of our great hotels.
Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you all for doing a fabulous job of telling us all about the great things that are going on, and it was fun hanging out with you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it very much. We're going to chat with one of our sponsors still coming up here on the program as well, a little bit about other things that are happening here. Citizens Community Credit Union will join us here in just a little bit. Thank them for bringing us to Devil's Lake, as well as Leavers Foods. May is graduation month, and Leavers Foods is your graduation party headquarters. Their bakery features the most unbelievable decorated cakes and party buns in the entire lake region. And the deli does the meat and cheese trays, the veggie trays, the fruit trays for the special party. And if you're thirsty, don't forget they have the wine and spirits from the county bottle shop, conveniently located in Leavers' south location. They have the largest selection, friendliest staff, and most competitive prices in the area. So Leavers, your fast, friendly hometown grocer serving the Devil's Lake region since 1938. Let me repeat, they've been doing this since 1938, and now two convenient locations on the corners of Highway 2 and 20 in beautiful downtown Devil's Lake, proud sponsor of our What's in Your Town tour broadcast today. Okay, a couple minutes here to get to some hot topics that we've been wanting to chat about on the program, including the country of origin labeling issue. I want to talk a little bit about what you think. First of all, I don't know what position I have on country of origin labeling, because I've been all over the map. I mean, when I hear the idea of something that says made in the USA ought to be on a particular product, I go, darn right, let's do it. That makes perfect sense. I want anything that can give our producers a leg up, or manufacturers, or anybody else, a way to do that. So, you know, that makes sense. On the other side of that, you hear study after study that says, you know what, people buy the cheapest. As long as it got, as long as it has a USDA approved sticker, and they go into a supermarket they trust, they're gonna buy the cheapest. And if you ask them, do you only want American made beef? 90% say yes. And then you follow them into a supermarket, they don't even look for it; they go to the cheapest label. So, in other words, it's very costly. What's the actual benefit to it? Now, that's sort of the back and forth on the whole debate of whether or not you want origin, you want labeling, right? Now, let's deal with a trade issue. We're part of the WTO, the World Trade Organization, okay? And not once, not twice, not three times, but four times the WTO has said, you're wrong. You're violating the rules. You've got to stop this. To the point now, there is retribution that could come from Canada in the way of, for instance, tariffs on other products of ours that are coming into their country, making us less competitive because we've lost so many rounds. So, whether you were for it or against it, where we are at right now, it seems to me time to give up the ghost. Maybe come up with a different idea or whatever, but it's not working. It is not working, in my mind. So it's time to turn the page. And I know, you know, we have callers on all sides of this issue. We have friends on all sides of this issue. Folks for it, against it, whatever. I get that. I'm hard pressed to muster an argument to say it makes sense to continue fighting this at this point when it's already going to become pretty costly. Am I right or am I wrong? You tell me. What you at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. These will probably end up being heavier topics when we have more time tomorrow. We have just one guest joining us tomorrow on the program, Wayne Stengen, the Attorney General. So a lot of time, as we always do on a Friday free-for-all, to get your thoughts on that. But I do want to spend some time on that in the coming days and weeks. I read a story about unemployment statistics yesterday that blew me away. And the headline of it is this: 40% of unemployed people have quit looking for jobs. My first question is, how are these people going to eat? If I'm unemployed and I decide I'm not going to look for a job anymore, how do I eat? I mean, do we go to mom's house and say, you know, a little down on the luck, and how long could you do that?
If that stat is true, isn't the real unemployment rate like 1.6% then, or 1.5%?
Well, I don't know, but there's so many goofy things that are done with the statistics on unemployment numbers. For one, you know, if you stop looking, you're not counted. You know, so really, actually, the real unemployment rate is actually higher, Todd, not lower, if you dig into some of these numbers. Because if you give up and you've sort of left the workforce, then you're not counted in the unemployment numbers.
The people who are unemployed and looking, the people who are unemployed and not looking, and then the employed people, which would total 100%.
Yeah, I hear you.
If unemployment is 2.9 or 3, but really a bunch of them aren't looking anyway.
And you know, you can mess around with numbers any way you want, and you know, I don't spend a lot of time fighting those debates. In fact, I asked this question on my Facebook page last night. I just said, how will they eat? And it quickly devolved into a whole big battle about, well, that's not right. They actually do count, and it's this number you got to look at. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, my point is, the actual stat of that amount of people, 40% out of the 8.5 million, that still don't have jobs, give up looking, just scares the living daylights out of me about where we're at in this country. It really does. It should. It should scare all of us. It should. And again, my big question is, how will they eat? And I'm serious about that. Now, some people will cynically say, well, you know, they'll just eat on us, on the taxpayers. It'll be welfare. Well, how long can that be sustained? And what kind of an existence is that? I'm glad welfare programs exist. To the extent they are a safety net and help people who end up in difficult situations that are real, that happen every day, that's why this is the greatest country on the face of the earth. But whenever a welfare program becomes permanence, and okay, that's just how I'll survive, we're toast. We're toast because, in my mind, you've killed the spirit of the person. That's the worst part of that. That's such an awful way to live. I mean, that's just not how we were wired, in my mind, to live. To say, well, somebody will just provide for me and I don't have to worry about working. That's the biggest danger of that whole deal. Really, yeah. Worry about it. Really worry about it, folks. And I think we need to spend some time thinking about it long and hard. I want to say thanks to one of our fine sponsors, Heedalls. Heedalls has it. I'm heading to Minot a little later on. I'm going to stop by and say hi to my friend Bruce at the Heedalls Minot shop, who's been there better than a decade. And actually with that location for some 3 decades now. And I tell you what, got some great guys in the machine shop there, got the great guys on the counter. They get it done for you. They really do. In fact, if you go into the Heedalls location, see Bruce Hoffer there, ask him about a 53 Chevrolet Bel Air. He got it for free. It didn't run, but his dad was a mechanic, and they got her going. That was his first car. You can always start a great conversation with the pros at Heedalls about the first car, because these folks love cars, and they love taking care of their customers, getting you the parts you need when you need it, and with a smile on their face. They are just absolutely amazing. Many of them, you know, ASE certified professionals, but more than what's on their resume, they're just good folks that love getting you the parts you need. Heedalls has it. Find a location near you, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, at Heedalls.com. More coming up from Devil's Lake.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at What's On Your Mind Radio.
MaryandBismarck.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary and Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Our Best Places to Work tour has taken us to Braun Intertech, and I want to tell you more about the great career opportunities that are awaiting you right now. If you're a geotechnical engineer with experience, listen up. If you're a construction materials testing technician in North Dakota, listen up. To find out about some great opportunities, go to BraunIntertech.com right now. Braun Intertech, the science you build on. These folks have been serving North Dakota with an array of geotechnical engineering, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing services for over 30 years. They're a company of over 800 employee owners, and they're growing fast in North Dakota. A scientific company in the work they do, and they are hiring right now at Braun Intertech. So again, geotechnical engineers, construction materials testing technicians, if you have experience, they need you now. That's in Bismarck, Williston, all points in between, Fargo, take your pick of where you'd like to live, and there's locations all throughout North Dakota. BraunIntertech.com. Click on careers to find out more about these great opportunities. BraunIntertech.com, one of our best places to work.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Oh, final segment of our time in Devil's Lake here today. Why not tomorrow? The Sleep In and Conference Center. Been great fun. We'll keep some of these debates going, by the way, on our Facebook page. Another one I didn't get to. The Boy Scouts want to ban water gun fights. The things they worry about. So we've got that one going now, too. And more recollections of David Letterman's good years from last night's show is up on our Facebook page, too. So check those out. And we will continue. Hey, we have had a blast today in Devil's Lake. I want to thank all the sponsors that helped make this possible. I mentioned Lever's Foods before the break. They're great. We're going to meet another one of our fine sponsors here in a moment. The American Legion.
I mean, my gosh. Those American legions in communities like Devil's Lake, chartered and incorporated by Congress in 1919. That's how long they've been doing this stuff. And the nation's largest wartime veteran service organization is the American Legion, and they've got a great one here in Devil's Lake. And if I were you, Memorial Day, I'd go down there. Go talk to a vet. Have a conversation. And do me a favor. Support these vets. Support your Devil's Lake American Legion. They're here supporting you. Fireside Inn and Suites, your home away from home. Hosting a meeting or event, look no further than the Fireside Inn and Suites. Had a great stay last night at the Holiday Inn Express, and we're headed for the Cove Restaurant next. Our next guest is from the Citizens Community Credit Union, and they are one of our fine sponsors. We've been to Northwood, and they were a fine sponsor there, and here in Devil's Lake. You guys, you live what's in your name, right there in the Citizens Community Credit Union, Rod. This is good.
Yeah, you know, that really is what it is. It's about the communities in there, and, you know, our current president, he's been our president for over 30 years, Darwin Brockie, and he's always had that philosophy that the credit union is here to serve everybody in those communities in every way possible. You know, we serve communities that have anywhere from a population of 200 people to, you know, 70, 80,000 people. So we try to live exactly what the credit union philosophy is, and that's people helping people, no matter what the size, who you are, and what you do.
And what we do with this What's in Your Town tour is we go to places and try and give some attention to towns that wouldn't otherwise get it on a statewide radio program. And we can't do that without sponsors. That, you know, that's right. It's fuel for the tank, and electricity bills and everything else, right? And you guys are great about stepping up to help us come to these towns and celebrate these towns, and so we really appreciate that very much. What do you want people to know? Rod Brown, by the way, is our guest, Vice President at the Citizens Community Credit Union. What do you want them to know about your organization?
You know, there's a lot of things that people don't understand about credit unions, and one of the biggest things is you don't have to work for somebody specific. You don't have to belong to a union. It doesn't cost you anything to be a member of our credit union. You simply do business with us. You come in, you open up a share account, and that actually makes you an owner of a credit union. I've had some people say, well, I don't want to own anything. I just want to do my banking. Well, there's a lot of advantages to owning things. And when you own something, it means that the decisions there are based on making it better for you. Just like any business, if you're an investor, you want the return for your money, right? Well, as a member, you are an investor in that credit union. It's designed to help other people. So somebody that's doing deposits into the credit union, it's designed to use that money to loan out to other people, get you a good rate of return on your deposit, give somebody else a good loan return, or you flip the tables around, the same goes the other way. You need to borrow money. Somebody that's got the money to borrow, they can do that. So it works as a really good people helping people philosophy. Now, as we're going through and we're developing where we're putting our branches at, what we're doing, it's always looking at how can we help our current members? How can we help that community that we're going into? Is it a need that they have? Do they want that extra choice for their financial solutions? And the answer on that is almost always yes. And when we're developing our products, it's about what's best for our membership. We recently rolled out the Kasasa brand for checking accounts. We're one of only two institutions in the state of North Dakota that are offering Kasasa at this point in time.
What is it?
It is the best consumer checking account you'll ever find. It's a completely free account that has no hidden fees, no agendas, and it pays you rewards for doing behaviors that save the credit union money. And the three behaviors that you do, it's basically what you're doing already with your checking account no matter where you're at. It's use your debit card, use online banking, and have free e-statements. All three of those items save the credit union money. Well, the thing is, as an investor, you want a return on your money. So when you save the credit union money under a Kasasa account, those rewards come back to you in the terms of high interest, where right now we're paying 3% on the first $10,000 in that account. Or you can choose to have one that gives you cash back on debit card purchases. So that's free cash that you wouldn't have. So as opposed to having a service charge on your checking account, guess what? We're actually going to pay you to check with us.
Wow, that is a great program for sure.
It really is.
And what's your website? How do folks find out more about it?
You can go to citizens-cu.com. We list all of the Kasasa products on there, plus all of the other things that we're doing. We just recently rolled out a piece in this day and age how the world is afraid of fraud and all the fraud that is going on out there. All consumer checking account holders, which include our Kasasa accounts, and elite members at the credit union, get a free, fully managed identity theft recovery fraud defender service. Automatically. Nothing to sign up for, nothing to do, nothing to be approved for. It's yours.
It's a great program.
It really is.
And you guys, in addition to Devil's Lake and Northwood, or where?
We actually have locations ranging St. John, Bisbee, Fort Totten, headquartered out of Devil's Lake here. We've got Lakota, Larimorden, of course, you already said Northwood. And then we've got three locations in Grand Forks, and we're also in East Grand Forks, which is our newest location.
Awesome. Speaking of Bisbee, by the way, did you know David Letterman's main man, Beth Henderson, actually once came to Bisbee, North Dakota?
You know, I just recently heard that.
Yes. In fact, we found a guy earlier in the program who knew the guy and said he's still around. So we'll have to find him and maybe head to Bisbee. I haven't been to Bisbee, so we could do that next. Thanks so much, Rod. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
Really had a great time here in Devil's Lake. Good folks. Fun time. Great place to visit. God bless you one and all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind, live from Minot, the Sleep Inn. It's hard to get a meal for $4 these days unless you stop at a PetroServe USA location and get that 4-for-4 deal. Hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 20-ounce drink, and your choice of two cookies, all that for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location. Helping America feel better, too, because you have choice at the pump when you fuel up at a PetroServe USA location under that red, white, and blue banner. That's right. Everything from E15 to E85 and E10. And they've got it all. Your choice. Helping North Dakota fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And there's a PetroServe USA location near you. When you stop, grab and go some great specials like Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales for 99 cents or Jack Link 2-ounce beef sticks, 2-for-5. Load up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 20 packs for only $3.99. Gardetto's $1.29 a bag. Pop-Tarts, 2-for-$1. Or those great Deli Express sandwiches are only $1.99 too. At a PetroServe USA location near you, PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.